Strange, you're listening to Punky Radio.
Thank you very much.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hello, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Head.
And I've gone all manic. I'm in a strangely good mood. I think it's because of that that theme tune those people asked us to do for their show. So nice of them to do that. More of that later. We've got great music this week. It isn't the complete Psychobilly Meeting special. The second half of the show is. First half of the show is some punk rock and that.
Cool.
It's because like some of the Psychobillies were obviously more drunk than I was. So I'm having to wait for them to send me some stuff. They haven't sobered up yet, but it will happen. Don't worry though, we've got great music this week. And we've got the possibly the worst interview I've ever done, including, and that includes the one I did with the Jewel.
Really?
Yeah, this one's worse. It's worse.
Worse than when you did with Dave Grave?
Yeah.
Wow.
Worse than the Dave Grave one. This is, you are going to wet your pants when you hear that. You're going to go, Paul, that's, you should be suitably embarrassed. I have a word of the week though.
Okay.
I have a word of the week. I was called this. I was accused of being a massive shewed dodgepot.
A massive shewed dodgepot?
Dodgepot, yes. By a burlesque performer.
Oh.
Called Bettina Spankenhouse.
Okay.
I think she's got a bit of a nerve, a name like that.
Pretty much.
But yeah, she called me a massive shoe dodgepot because of my shoes being big and that.
They are.
But dodgepot, I quite like that. You dodgepot. I've never heard that expression before. Have you heard that before?
No.
Hey, you dodgepot.
What does it mean?
I think it just means you're really dodgy. Hey, you dodgepot. Huh. It's quite nice though, because most of our ones are really, really bad.
Sorting.
I've got a great one for next week as well.
Yeah.
That has been emailed in. I've had a lot of emails recently. This is the Chop Tops.
It is.
Which is just finishing now, isn't it? So we need to remember what to do about that, don't we? Yes. That's right. We need to stop it. Well done, Paul. And
Paul.
And this is the first track this week. I know that they were the first track on last week's show, but Goldblade, this new album, man, Mutiny, it's absolutely brilliant. I could have picked any track. Oh, and there's a hidden track that they've put down as some buried treasure for your pleasure.
Okay.
Which is a kind of Pogues sea shanty version of the track we're about to play, which is the title track of the album Mutiny. Can you guess what it's called?
Mutiny.
Very good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
It is. And I reckon your band, El Draco and the Piece of Hate, could do a wicked cover of this as well.
Of course we could.
Although this hasn't even been released yet. I wonder if anyone's ever done a cover of a song that's not actually out yet.
Oh.
You could claim it as your own. It's like, Goldblade have nicked it. The album comes out on September the 1st.
We'll publish it.
You've got until then to bring it out. It's on Captain Oi. It's a fantastic album. As soon as it comes out, buy it immediately. Goldblade tour all over the place. They're all fantastic people. And this is Mutiny.
Misery. Let's finish it for the misery.
yes, nice mixing tone.
Last minute thing. Hey.
Yeah. This is the Planet Smashers. I have successfully stopped that track.
Excellent.
We're so live. We're so live. Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it, that song? But it does sound like Let's Take a Shit for the Mutiny.
Yeah.
Wait, so if there ever is a mutiny, the first thing I'm going to do is take a shit.
Why not?
I think they're saying let's take a ship for the mutiny.
You know, so that would make sense.
It makes a lot more sense than taking a ship for the mutiny. Fuck it. Let's take a shit for the mutiny. Right.
Okay.
I'm going to do the competition winners now. Last week's big competition. Thank you so much. It's the most ever entered competition.
Quite rightly so.
Yeah. And the prize, as you know, I haven't got the prizes with me, but it's 5 CDs, a couple of T-shirts, stickers and badges and all sorts, isn't it? And a signed photograph of the Horrifics.
Oh, yeah.
And I basically, I didn't use the usual method of drawing prizes. I just wrote all the names down on a bit of paper and screwed them all, ripped them all up, screwed them all up, put them in a cup. I put them in my egg whisking cup.
Okay.
No, my fried egg cup. My blue one, my Grins mug.
Got a special fried egg cup.
I've got an egg. But yeah, but the mug that I crack eggs into.
Right, okay.
That's my egg mug. It's got a good thick rim. I like a good thick rim.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm such a dodgepot. Right? And I pulled one out at random. And you know how I said I was really hoping it was someone local?
Yeah.
Because if it was someone from abroad, it was going to cost me a lot of postage. A bloke called Jason Collier won.
Oh, dear.
You know who Jason Collier is, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, Lord fucking Relock.
Oh, dear.
Well done, mate. I've got to send that fucker to Australia.
Because he can't come and get it.
No, he can't. No, no. No, he can't. And you have to put, when you send out things overseas, you have to put a return address on.
Oh, dear.
I'm putting yours on.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Put the PO box on.
I should put the PO box on, but I think it'd be a laugh. I think for that extra fear of him knowing where you live, might be really, really funny. I'll see. I'll probably just put the PO box on.
Yeah, that'd be the best one.
But I am tempted. So, anyway, well done, Lord Relock. And the answers, of course, were that baguettes are from Austria.
Yeah.
And, oh, I'll tell you what, no, I'll wait for the additional material to let you know about the second answer. The question was...
The green hair one.
All boys in Vienna are born with green hair, true or false? I had a Viennese entry.
Okay.
It was very funny. One of my Austrian babies entered.
Oh.
And, yes, she was very specific about her answer that was, of course, correct.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. Well, no, her answer was yes or no, but I said, no, it's not. It's because of the real answer, which she then backed up with a brilliant fact.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
So, anyway, I've been communicating, as usual, with people through MySpace, Tony, through the power of MySpace. Comments, myspace.com/punkyradio. I've got loads of these. I'll get through as soon as I can. First one's quite long. Oh, you dodgepot. It's from The Wrench. The Wrench's latest issue is out with a 2-page Punky Radio column by me.
We've expanded
to 2 pages.
Oh.
And I'm strongly recommending you but you get the next issue out in October, because I think it is going to feature a Voodoo Rhythm CD. There's an article on Voodoo Rhythm written by me, and a 4,000-word Psychobilly Meeting article written by me.
Oh, dear.
I'm half the magazine. If you fancy it, and the Psychobilly Meeting one, it's full on. Actually, you're not going to hear the full story on here.
Okay.
So you will have to buy The Wrench to get the full story.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Uniting fans and bands across the land and ripping people off the tune of £3. Right, so, apologies to you both for our gratuitous use of your page to peddle our wares. Issue 6 is here, and this time we've got for you Dirty Donny, the San Francisco artist whose work you will have seen gracing many an album cover, dirtydonny.com. Steve Hooker, who we played on the show, Hell and High Water interviews of British old school rhythm blues king, stevehooker.co.uk. I'm not going to do all the addresses.
No.
Dragster are in
nice.
It.
Nice.
There's an interview with Fee from Dragster, of course. I believe The Wrench were introduced to Dragster via the power of Punky Radio. Retrospective, all the usual fantastic photography from Neil of Retro Photo. Punky Radio, how could we forget Paulie Bearney's regular Punky Radio column, plus much more, and all the usual CD, book and gig reviews. Make sure you visit the website, therenchmag.com. Get a copy while you can. She's put, it's huge, it's getting bigger.
Good.
The magazine gets bigger each time. There are more and more people subscribing to it each time, and do make sure you do that. It's a fantastic fanzine stroke magazine. It's becoming more like a magazine and less like a fanzine every month, and I've written loads in it. Well, not in this one, but I have in the next one. It's only the 2-page Punky one. I am quite funny about Plastron. Tony isn't the first one to get my name wrong, believe me. No, Juice isn't Mexican. I was right, of course. Okay. It's actually a Finnish name, told you. It's Juice. Juice. A pretty rare one, so I'm very used to people not getting it right. I'm listening to late 2007 episodes of Punky right now, having been such a twat that I had listened for a whole year. But I'm catching up, and with luck, I might have caught up by next week's episode. You okay?
Bloody hell.
It shouldn't be very hard, since I'm always listening to Punky. Oh, well, I'm out. A poog. Thank you, Juice. Juice, you'll have to tell me how to pronounce your name properly. Hell fucking yeah, Punky, you kick ass. This podcast is the only thing keeping me from going out and starting a riot. I can't survive without my punk fix. These guys must be really fucking high. Open brackets, most likely I am, close brackets. The back-to-back banter is fucking hilarious. The music gets my knickers in a twist. A twisted Twizzler twist. Chris Marie, P.S. All Weish looking. P.S. Tony, you're an abomination. Chris Marie. Thank you, Chris Marie. I think there's another one from her in a second. Hey, Creepy Crawlers is looking for a drummer. To start rehearsing and gigging right away, let us know if you're interested. Thanks, Creepy Crawlers, open brackets, Buenos Aires, close brackets. Oh, if you are an Argentinian listening to this show and you're in the Buenos Aires area and you happen to be a drummer, I think they need a bass player now as well. That basically, it sounds like the two people left in it are well fit. Is that we've already finished? I've already spoken for 6 minutes. Can you believe it?
Well,
I've already spoken for 6 minutes. Can you believe it? Sorry about that. You heard Foxtrot Oscar on Punky first. New EP, Junk Food Generation, available exclusively on 7 Digital Indie Store. Buy all the tracks, get Junk Food Generation for free. Misspelt.
Nice.
I've read that out. We don't normally read out ads for just band songs and that, but they're cool and we like them. This is the last one. Goopa. Hey, I left a comment a few days ago. I've been listening to Punky all the time since I found this podcast. I haven't been able to stop calling my friends and family smacktard or shittyit. It's funnier than hell to see the confused looks on their faces every time I use something from the Punky dictionary. Even my Kimblerd friends have been using a few of them. This pisses me off to no end and I tell them to fuck off and listen to this show and get over themselves. Damn emo kids piss me off. I'm writing this long random ass comment as to say you guys rock and I'm addicted. Can't wait until your next show. Chris Marie. Could be our new favourite listener, I think.
Or our
two
new stalker.
Great comments. One. Yeah, well,
no, that's fine.
I'm used to those. So, Tone, I'm sorry, you haven't got any music for Podcast Alley. Will you cope?
Of course I can.
Are you also Napoleon?
Okay, thank you all for your vote so far this month.
Yeah, thanks.
As always, we always need more votes. So if you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit
please.
That. And your email address.
Hey, we're doing well this month for beating out my
and
shorts.
A subject. Ha, ha, ha. Good. And a subject and comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, we've got so many, I've been reading out.
Oh, no, we're going reading out crazy.
6 or 7 this month, 6 weeks.
Crikey.
Punky Radio. Here's my obligatory vote. Punky Radio makes sliced bread look like, well, sliced bread. Tony, you want my particulars? I'll give you my particulars. Drop me a line. Gareth from Calgary, Carnarvon.
I'll tell you what, mate. We have
that's a bit
been.
Rude.
It will be apparent in the next section, but Tony, we have been attracting the male listener of late.
Have we?
I don't mean the only one.
It's fine. 21st century love. We love you long time. Still listening, still loving it. Best from the buttons and the word whore. Thanks. Christ in a coffin.
Yeah, right. If you're listening. That just must be something. They must have just
they
got
that
set
that
up. Yeah, they must have got
yeah,
that set up. That sounds have. Really generic.
Yeah, because they didn't mention the name of the show, so there must be
yeah,
the
same. They
yeah,
they didn't. They didn't sure. even mention
that's
the show.
That's pathetic.
That's pathetic,
pathetic
that is.
It's
really
it?
Pathetic. Sure. That's pathetic.
Yeah. Christ in a coffin. So we more listeners. Yes, okay, we're beating them, are we? That's good.
No, yeah, nice, fuck them. Yeah.
Christ in a coffin. If you're not listening to Punky, what are you waiting for? The second coming.
Christ in a
coffin. B3.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank
B3.
You. Spanky, spanky.
Oh, hello.
Radio. Much better than a comedy night in Castleford. I'm guessing that's Fat Boy.
He's right, of
He's
course.
Right.
Yeah, that was fucking rubbish.
Thanks, Fat Boy.
Thank you very much, Fat
I
Boy.
Voted. The fear of what Tony might do to me has driven me to vote again. That and how flangetastic Punky is.
Hey, flangetastic.
James McDonald.
Like thank you, James McDonald.
Thank you. Woot.
Jim McDonald.
Jim McDonald, probably.
He was in Coronation Street, wasn't he?
Is he? Wow.
Yeah, he
famous
was.
Listener.
Jim McDonald was in Coronation Street.
I don't know.
He was married to Bad Bev Callard.
Bad Bev?
Bad Bev, whatever she was called in that. And Jim McDonald, he was the alcoholic Irishman. That's an oxymoron. Right? Who used to go in when Alec Gilroy was the landlord of The Rover's Return.
Wow.
Right? And then Alec went to prison. Right, or something. And someone asked him where he was, Jim, one night. And you know that people call Alexander... they can be called Alec, but they're called Sandy as well. And they said, Jim, where's Alec? He goes, Sandy's in the big house. I just remember him saying it. Sandy's in the big house. Sorry.
No, just a couple more. And then that was it. Woot. Keep up the amazing show. Also, everyone should watch Guitar Hero Marathon.
Should
Thursday,
they?
July 17th through Saturday, July 19th. Well, that's an old one.
Oh, dear.
It's a non-stop Guitar Hero Marathon. Wait, it was. We were raising money for Child's Play, an organisation that donates...
Child's Play? What does that film need money for?
An organisation that donates video games and toys to children in hospitals all over the world. Punky Rules by Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Hope not donating... possessed toys to children around the
I
world.
I don't think it's a good idea
that would be wrong.
To place ads for upcoming events in Podcast Alley.
No.
Because we tend to not read them out the week that you put them
up.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, play the Forget Me Nots or I'll kill you.
All
great
right.
Show from Mick.
All right, Mick. Fuck it, I'll play them now. This is the Forget Me Nots.
Nice.
Hey, how good am I?
Hey.
This is from, right, they're supposed to have a new album out. Mick, we haven't played it for a while because we played a few off the album How to Have Fun in Prison.
Yeah.
Which I believe should have been dedicated to Lord Relock.
Yes.
I wonder if we could get another copy. I'll maybe see if I can get him a copy of that. How to Have Fun in Prison. That would be...
Did we get that through Ems?
Not that he needs any help. But she told him to send some. But they said they got a new album out, but we never saw it.
Okay.
So I'll have to find out more. But I found another track that we haven't played on it. This album is great, by the way. I listened to it on the way up here. I had my iPod plugged in while I was on the horse.
Nice.
Because everything's but half a day's ride.
Yes.
It's a good job I've got that horse.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, this is track 9. This is another one for me, obviously. This is the Brewers song. What's the Forget Me Nots MySpace page then?
MySpace.com/Forget Me Nots.
No, the Forget Me Nots. Yeah, I've got to say, it's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 1, and this is Brewers song. You might just have heard a little click then.
The familiar clicking of the iPod, but people will be familiar with it anyway.
Yeah.
They'll just be looking in the pockets thinking they've just
touched
saying,
it. I've
just turned it down.
What have done now?
Oh, no.
That's the Forget-Me-Nots, and they're brilliant, How to Have Fun in Prison. And we were just saying, I'm going to try and get an extra copy of that.
Yeah.
And, as a super bonus, Lord Relock, you lucky man, you've already got 5 CDs, possibly 6, with the Forget-Me-Nots. I think we're going to throw in a Tony Hearn one as well.
My album from last year.
Yeah. Yay. So that's a bit odd, isn't it? Because we'll both have signed mine, but only you'll have signed yours. Oh, no, because when I get it off you, then I can sign it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet you put kisses on it.
I bet you do.
Oh. I've got some additional material. All right, now, this is stuff that comes to me via email. This is not the I have no preferred way for you to get in touch with me, but those of you, if it's something that I'm actually going to read out on the show, it's better to not send me a MySpace message or a Facebook message. It's best to email it or leave it as a MySpace comment. Anyway, the correct answer to part two of the big competition, right, was V&E's boys are all born with green hair. True or false?
Yeah.
Well, right, I got one of the Austrian babies who lives in Vienna sent me in saying, true. Is it true? Right, and I said, no. I said, don't be silly, of course it's not true. Viennese boys are just like other Austrian boys. They are born completely bald and have to wear wigs until they are nine. Right, which was my correct answer. Nobody got it right, but it was like, if you put no, yeah. I gave you it. I didn't need the definition. She sent me a reply straight back. This is Sabrina from Austria. She lives in Vienna. In response to, Viennese boys are just like other Austrian boys. They're born completely bald and have to wear wigs until they are nine. Ha 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 ha. It may sound absurd, but this is a fact. That's why Austria has developed the biggest wig industry in the world. It's true. What are the chances of me being right?
Don't know.
Cool. She then also sent me this phrase that I apparently will find useful in my next trip to a German-speaking country. Wo geht es hier zum nächsten Puff? Ich muss meine Liebeskanone abfeuern.
Nice.
I've since found out what it means, Tony, and I'm not very impressed.
What does it mean?
It means, where is the next brothel? I must fire off my love cannon. Wo geht es hier zum nächsten Puff? Ich muss meine Liebeskanone abfeuern. I believe that's a perfect accent.
I'd check with Stephanie.
Yeah, well, you might not want to check that particular phrase with your girlfriend. Check this out, Tone. Again, I thought I'd had the best email ever from Paul B. Paul Boyle, the highest ranked listener.
Okay.
Ha, Paul. I just listened to you read out an email from my brother, open brackets, the original but not as funny, Paul B, close brackets, claiming the title of highest ranking listener. As a highly overpaid plumber, I have breathed in sharply through pursed lips in front of lords, ladies, pop stars and footballers. Oh, and Jimmy Somerville. What a bender. Giving me supreme power over them. This must place me quite high in the what a cunt rankings. He said it, not me. It's all right. Giving ethnic minorities a good kicking does put poorly put up there. Oh, right, his brother. Up there. But I doubt he goes through people's knicker drawers whilst bleeding their radiators. The reason he's had to listen to your shows in order is he is a bit OCD and has mild autistic tendencies, so he'll have the volume on an even number as well. Do us a favour and play Flying Saucer Attack by the Rosillos. My brother's band Security Risk covered this back in the day and it was one of my favourites. The version of Loué Loué they did at the Music Machine with Lemmy on bass and Charlie Harper on lead vocal that went on for about 20 minutes wasn't bad either. I shall always listen to Punky when at my computer doing quotes for the rich and famous. It's all good for a laugh. Keep it up, Timmy B. P.S. I haven't listened enough to enter into the smacktard gooper stuff yet. Maybe next time. Ha ha, Paul. Oh, I did respond. Ha ha, Paul. Gooper, gooper. Thanks for replying to my last email. I've been catching up with some previous showers, but I've been listening in reverse order just because I can. However, despite Tony's claims it's not like it's a story, it is panning out like some fucked up Doctor Who plot. I mean, the temporal displacement, not the spunky ass Russell T. Davies gayness. Just because he's a bum trouble, he doesn't have to shove it down our throats. I am glad to hear Charlie Harper is still alive. I saw him crossing Stroud Green Road quite a few years ago. Spiky green hair, tartan vest, bondage trousers, and the face of old man Steptoe. Do you know what bus he rides? I seem to remember him having a handshake like holding a rubber donkey full of custard. Don't ask how I know what that feels like. Anyway, keep it up, Timmy B. I sent him one back saying we do not have the permission to play the Rosillos. Got this inspired email back. Shame about the Rosillos. If you could introduce Flying Saucer Attack and leave 3 minutes and 9 seconds of quietness, I can play it for my shared files. And finally, yeah. Hey there, I'm catching up on the last couple of Punkies and just heard the Dirty Mountain ditty. Love it. We're planning to redo our intro. Could we use a snippet of the Dirty Mountain song? Seems like that would make a funny intro. We'd credit and link to Punky, of course, Twilight. We've written them a new theme. We have recorded it, Twilight. It's winging its way now.
Yep.
We've done 4 versions.
Yep.
So, because, like, we're thorough. Yeah. And there's a nice little message on the end of it as well.
We have to do even number versions as well. We've got to do 2 or 4, haven't we? Can't do 1 or 3.
No.
No, even numbers only.
What do you think we are? The Chinese government?
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
How mad is this? What? The Chinese government, in an attempt, right, to improve the air quality in Beijing.
Yeah.
Tony, this is brilliant. This is just brilliant. It's worked as well. In order to improve the air quality of Beijing, guess what they've done?
Don't know.
All cars with an even number plate are banned.
No.
Yeah. You can't drive unless you've got an odd numbered number plate. They've just taken half the cars off the road. Shoot on sight policy in China.
That's genius.
They've taken a million cars off the road overnight and the air quality's fucking brilliant.
That's genius.
It's just magic, isn't it? It's actually, you couldn't make it up. It's like an April Fool. They've done it.
Brilliant.
Well done, China. If only life could be so simple.
Yeah. I know that. Oh, wow. That's better.
You got a twat?
I do. But I have run out. So if you do know a twat, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. All nominations carefully considered, and everyone got it, gets a response. So please do email me, because I like reading them, and that.
I like reading them, yeah, and that.
And it's good, innit? And
yeah, more twats for Tony, please.
But as luck would have it, I've had a last minute email from me.
Have you really?
Yes. So, hi me.
That was lucky, wasn't it?
It's you again. Well, it appears your never-ending well of twatsters has finally dried up.
The never-ending well of twatness.
But as luck would have it, I found me a worthy nomination.
Oh, that's
actually happened. This one is worthy of a new category of twat. A proper twatzilla.
About
a month ago.
That's an uber twat.
Yeah, uber twat. I mentioned that later on as well.
Cool, fancy.
Well done. About a month ago, my girlfriend, the beautiful Stephanie, had several problems with...
That's beautiful Stephanie. Oh, sorry, D beautiful Stephanie.
Ah, probably.
I've got to get the gender right there.
Oh, I've got to learn this in German. Really should, shouldn't I, really?
Yeah.
She's had several problems with...
D Stephanie beautiful... Dun-dun-dun. Einstein.
This twat of a landlady was having late night parties and loud arguments with her boyfriend in the early hours of the morning. Apparently he was shagging the local bicycle or something.
And for fuck's sake.
And frankly, having met the cow bag, I'd frankly rather mount
a
Riley chopper myself. But anyway, one particular argument got so heated that the landlady's boyfriend decided to hit her.
What a queef cake.
And there was no way Stephanie was staying in that house any longer. Stephanie handed in her notice and she said she wanted to leave earlier under the circumstances. Landlady McTwat-twat of the clan McTwatton complained and demanded a month's notice.
The planet Twatton?
Clan McTwatton.
Has it got just a ring round it?
Steph agreed and paid the rent up to 23rd of July to save arguments and to allow for a bit of flat hunting. Anyway, after rather unpleasant...
It has, it's just got a brown ring round it, Twatton.
Yeah.
Like it.
After rather unpleasant month, Cowface Moomoo told Steph she had to be out of the house by the 19th of July after Steph had planned to move out on the 23rd, effectively evicting her with a 2 days notice. And to add insult to injury, she laid on several layers of verbal abuse as well. Also, Steph had organised to work up to the 23rd of July,
this
so has had
worse.
To book herself into her hotel for a few days.
Yeah.
So, for being a complete and utter failure of a human being, Annie Woodhouse, the uber twat landlady from Poole in the UK, is a twat. Thanks, Tony Hearn. Punky Treehouse.
I think that's absolutely justified.
I think so.
That's brilliant that that's managed to get from the Punky Treehouse to the Punky Treehouse as
isn't
well.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Did it go via anywhere?
Yeah.
Twatton, via Twatton with its single brown ring. That is quite Twatton. That should be... If they discover... You know, from time to time, they say, we've discovered a new planet.
It looks like an arse.
Anybody cares. This one looks like a right ring piece. We're calling it Twatton. It's brilliant. It's right next to Poopiter.
Nice. So you ready?
And Uranus. Oh, they've done that one.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
So, Annie Woodhouse from Poole in the UK
is a twat. Absolutely. She is a twat
she,
as well.
She is.
She could be firebombed.
She could be. But for legal reasons, I'll say it wasn't me.
No. Did I talk to you about skydiving suicide bombers? It's the future. It's the future.
Right.
We'll have a chat in a bit.
Okay.
All right. This is the next one. Won't you listen? Don't be scared of me. Digital rampage. I can download anything. Music pornography. On the radio. No, actually, I was talking.
Yes, silence is overrated.
Yeah. It's golden.
It is.
Silence is golden, but talking is better.
Much better.
Yeah, that was Severe Zero from their single, which I believe is out shortly.
Like that.
Yeah, you do. What's in MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/SevereZero.
It is. How are you spelling zero?
With the Z. Z-E-R-O.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool. Yeah. It's
okay.
Tony 2, probably. I just thought you might have thought it was the actual number. Thought I might have got away from that. That is a promotional copy that we've got there. So do check out Severe Zero. They should be on our MySpace friends. I've put in a friend request for them. Hopefully they'll see it and be suitably impressed. Have I told you about GoDaddy yet, Tone?
Go what, sorry?
Looks like I'd better fill you in.
Okay.
And not in Dodgepot style. Now, essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
sales.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and...
is podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1!
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code that's...
PUNKY2?
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby, sir.
Yes, it's a fucking great deal. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Oh.
Wasn't that camp? And look, right on time. That was good time. Well done, Marv. You got that exactly right there, my friend. That was Cop Show. When's his album coming out? Ever?
Who knows? It's supposed to be the end of this month, but that's not going to happen.
The end of this month. Right, now, anyway, Tone. Have you got anything that you want to say at this point? Could you just... Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be doing my first interview in a minute.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
So you don't have to. Do you not want to say anything right now?
Nothing really.
Psychobilly meeting.
Yes.
I went there a few weeks ago and nearly killed myself with booze.
Okay. Right?
And the Sunday night, my legs had gone. I had to leave early. Not so early. I mean, I saw all the music.
Yeah.
But I couldn't hang about for the last few hours shenanigans. My legs had gone, basically. Right. 2.5 euros bought you half a pint of lager. I saw a hole in the system. It also bought you half a pint of red wine. I like a bargain. So I thought, I'm not going to buy half a lager for £2. I'm going to have half a pint of wine.
Of course.
It seemed perfectly sensible.
Of course.
Except that I was buying 10 tickets a night because you bought them by the ticket and then you took tickets up to the bar. So I bought 10 tickets. So yeah. And I it was only on the Sunday did I come home with a ticket. Came home with 4 on the Sunday. My legs had gone.
Jesus.
Although I think I was bought a few drinks on the Sunday night just for being so wobbly. Sunday night was obviously the last night. That was when I did the interview with Hollywood Suicide that will be coming on later on. The first band on at the festival were As Diabats from Brazil.
Okay.
And I went backstage because Raquel, who runs Cycling Meeting, had given me backstage passes, which was really helpful, actually. It really, really was brilliant. Thank you so much, Raquel. And I should really have gone into some detail about this, shouldn't I, and said about what my hotel was like and how I got there. I had a nightmare getting there. I thought, I'll get a cheap flight into Barcelona. Yeah, got me in at 10 o'clock at night, yeah. Just when the railway station, the bus station at the airport shut.
Yeah.
So I had no option but to get a cab.
Okay.
Train ticket, Barcelona to Pineda de Mar, where the resort was, where the festival was, €3.20. Uh-huh. Taxi, €100.
Ooh.
Yeah. That hurt.
Yeah.
Particularly as the next morning I woke up, unpacked, realised I got enough clothes for a month, but forgot my digital camera. And seeing as I was writing an article, I had to go out and buy a fucking digital camera. I'd taken €250 spending money. Before I'd had a beer, I'd spent €215. I was just devastated. Bumped into the South End Massive, though, down the bar. down the bar, there's a Psycho Beach bar there. Yeah. There's so much to tell you in this. I'm almost saying, look, just buy the wrench.
Okay.
Or maybe after the wrench is published, maybe we could put the article online.
Possibly,
it's 4,000 words, man. It's so huge.
Wow.
I can't even begin. All I will say is, go next year. It is absolutely brilliant. It's great value, guaranteed weather. A nice resort where actually, once you've stopped spending money on cabs and cameras, very cheap and compact. And there's a little bus train thing that you get on that takes you around the resort for like €1.50. It's really funny because during the cycling meeting, it's full of old holiday makers, young families and psychobillies. There were loads of them, thousands of psychobillies strolling around this resort. Everywhere you look, big fuck off green quiffs and burnt faces, right? Oh, that was the English. Mostly European, not a lot of British people there.
Okay.
Which was nice because it meant there was no fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw, just briefly, I saw Spain v Germany, the Euro 2008 final.
All right, yeah.
In Spain.
Nice.
Hotel full of Germans. Yeah. Misery within, joy without. That is great. Anyway,
they have to win that, though.
Asdiabats are a very good band. This was the first interview that I did, and I didn't really have them close enough to the dictaphone thing. So you will have to strain your ears a bit. But I said that I'd play it out. They're really, really lovely girls.
Okay.
And a really good band. And they did... it was only... Well, you'll appear in the interview, but it was only their fourth gig. Oh. It's their fourth ever gig, and they've been flown from Brazil. Power of MySpace, man. It's nearly as effective as Punky.
Nearly.
Yeah. So anyway, this is my first attempt at an interview with girls whose first language is Portuguese.
Okay.
And I don't think I actually said my only line in Portuguese to them, which is, of course, beija minha pinta, por favor. I'm not even going to translate that. This is it. Oh, and straight after it, sorry, I say this is it. Straight after it, it'll be their song, of course. And the one we're playing, just so you know, is Sewer Time Booze, which is from their four-track EP, which I believe is on sale. It was on sale at the festival for €5. I don't know whether you can buy it off them, but try it. The EP's called Witch's Stomp. They're really, really good. What's the MySpace page, Tone?
What are they called again?
Asdiabats.
MySpace.com/Asdiabats.
Of course it is. Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. This is my first interview of the Psychobilly meeting, at which point I'm still relatively sober.
Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by Asdiabats. Did I say that right? Asdiabats?
C.
Now, you are Brazilian, yes. You were the first band on at the Psychobilly meeting. How did it feel to be like first on? Were you nervous or were you...
Did it feel big? Yeah, it felt really big.
Because I thought there'd be more people here than that.
Yeah, but there was it's enough, you know. It's...
But as soon as you started, everybody ran in. Yeah. Did you see that? You say we started and did an instrumental first, and I'm just seeing all these quiffs running in like that. Is this your first time here? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. And
it's my fourth gig. So all the gigs we did.
Your fourth gig ever? Right, okay. I think you're the only girl band on.
Yes.
Is that, how do you find it in Brazil? Have you? You're the only one? Mm-hmm. Wow.
The first one in the member was Melbourne in Brazil. Nice
and big
and they play good. You know, people always have that image from girl bands that girls don't.
Girls rock.
Yeah.
Yes. Girls
rock. I think so.
Boys rock. Girls rock. It's fine. So is that why you did? Because you did three really interesting covers to do. Leap the Frog. Have you got a favourite song you play live?
All of them. They have different feelings. Slow song, I like Under My Own Spell, and for a fast one, I like Cyclamen Mary, which is really small, really short.
Short, yeah, but
and
great.
It's like punch, basically. That's it.
Now, you're going to be, your CD will be out when?
Well, we're thinking of releasing that in September, October.
Just recorded this week.
we didn't finish yet, actually.
All right, but you've done most of it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, and if there was one song I could play on my show from the CD, which one would it be? Which one do you think is going to be the best?
Woman in White. It's a red song.
You don't know, I can just pick one, yeah?
Choose.
Well, I'll just pick one then. We'll play it now.
So, we're 2 o'clock on the first night. Well, it's funny, I'm doing hot summertime. We just use a lot of beer, all the stuff to smoke. Well, walk around, swimming, just about anymore. Well, found a cure for the summertime blues. It's got strain to the summertime mood. Someone out from the summer's here to swallow up the spot. Cause last night I just wanted to mess around and fly. The girls are sick of being sober on Saturday night. So the commentary is definitely hard to determine. Well, it's not a cure for the summertime blues. It's got strength to the summertime blues. Summertime blues. Really doesn't mean a thing. Because I'm not looking there, something to them. Well, the tide is full of fears, only reason to go out. Yeah, it's a tickle belly part is what I'm talking about. Well, I found a cure for the summertime blues. It's got strength to the summertime blues. Well, I found a cure for the summertime blues. Strain to the summertime booze.
Sewer time booze. Ask Dear Bats. It's good, that, isn't it?
It's nice.
And this is terrifying, of course, because this is Midnight Configuration. I need to get in touch then, find out what they're up to. I think I saw a bloke who used to. He used to do their website in that, a bike festival that I went to quite recently.
Yeah.
Who said that Midnight Configuration at the moment are basically a two-piece.
Okay.
Which is the Dark Lord and Estelle.
All right.
So I don't really know what's happening there. I should find out, shouldn't I? Hmm. Oh, and there's this... we're going to be doing something about this new alternative to MySpace type social network thing. They left a comment on a MySpace page and I got in touch with them. It is it's a social networking site for people into alternative music. It's quite specific. And it's got punky written all over it. Basically. I've been in touch with them and it's like it would be a great place for our listeners to hang about. I think they'll find a lot of other people who like the same stuff as them.
What is it called?
Yeah, it's called something like The Alternative.
Oh,
something.
Okay.
It is pretty much as simple as that. I think they left a comment on our MySpace page. I will. There's going to be more information about them, basically. So anyway, I hope that Ask Dear Bats album came out. And girls, thank you so much for doing the interview with me. I do appreciate it. And the very best of luck. I have a feeling we'll be hearing more from them. They are apparently the only thing. I think it says in the interview, they are the only all-girl psychobilly band in Brazil. That pretty much guarantees them a lot of gigs in South America, at least.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that they'll be the darlings of the festival circuit. They were really good. They did some good covers as well. Voodoo Rhythm, really good cover. And Leap the Frog by Torment, very unusual song. But they did it cracking, mister. Now, what was I going to do? Oh, all I'm going to do now, actually, this and the next bit, is just kind of say a bit more about the cycling meeting and play the next interview.
Yeah.
The next band that I interviewed was a little bit later on, but it's still all right. I'm still intact. The Vino Tinto hadn't kicked in. Still doing all right. And the next interview is with a band called Ben Cooper Rockin'. Now, I had arranged to interview a couple of other bands, but forgot.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, sadly. But I did get an interview with Ben Cooper, which is brilliant. Now, he won't mean a lot to you, Tony, but Ben Cooper was quite possibly the brains and a lot of the musicality behind one of Rockabilly Stroke Psychobilly's best ever bands, Restless, who I'm a huge fan of. And Ben was the drummer. But as becomes in apparent in the interview, he learned to play guitar so he could write the songs for the rest of the band, because he can't go, this is a great one. Yeah, he needed, so anyway, and he became a very, very good guitarist. Eventually wanted to go up front.
Right.
And he's got his own band, the Restless. Were going for a long time, and then they split up a bit, and then they got back together, and they did some kind of farewell tour gigs, which I missed, sadly.
Right.
But I did get the chance to see Ben Cooper rocking, and he won't mind me saying so, they're not unlike Restless.
Right.
And that's a good thing. If you're a fan of Restless, you're going to like Ben Cooper rocking, basically. We will be playing a track at the end of the thing. Ben, actually, in email correspondence afterwards, I said, oh, mate, this is one of the better interviews. Some of them went really, really wrong. He went, why is that? I went, well, basically, I was drinking 5 pints of red wine a night and then trying to interview people. And he was going, oh, man, I'm glad I didn't stay for the whole festival. He said, I was there till 5 o'clock in the morning for the one day, was it? Because it wasn't finishing. The festival, the first band weren't on till kind of 9:30-ish.
Right.
And the headline bands were going on about 1:45 in the morning in the hot sun. Well, not hot sun, but, you know, it's hot.
Yeah.
You're drinking all day anyway, you're on holiday. And then you go and drink all night. The South End Massive that I was with, Ant, you know Ant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Vomit, the Vomit lot.
Yeah.
Ant and Ben, all of them were there. There were 8 of them there, and it was such good fun. And they, because I was by myself.
Yeah.
So it was nice having them around, really. And they really looked after me as well. They were really good fun, and I am going to meet up with them, whether they like it or not. And Tank Girl, if you're listening. Soon as Ben's dumped you, get in touch. But yeah, cracking bunch. And I will tell you a little bit about them and the Klingons, because of course, I've got to say, at the very start of this show, you heard a stinger from Strangy, who is the double bass player, the bull fiddle player in every psychobilly band ever.
Oh, okay.
Or at least 3 of the big ones, King Kurt, Demented I'll Go, and Klingons. He's a legend. He's an amazing bass player as well. Looks great, and he was in Klingons, which is why I saw him there. And I caught him, as you can probably tell from the stinger at the start of the show, I caught him when we were both very, very drunk.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. At the end of this show, we've got a stinger from the drummer of the Klingons. Not only had I forgotten his name, he had as well. Hence the stinger at the end of the show. It will become apparent. I'm not going to spoil that one for you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so basically, when I spoke to Ben, I was still on top of things. Everything was going okay. All right. And straight after the interview, we'll be playing the song he asked me to. And that, I don't mind saying, that's a quality piece of editing. Because how the interview finished originally, I said to him, Ben, you know how I do. If there's one track off the album, I can play, what would it be? He goes, I don't know. Play whatever you like.
Okay.
And I went, oh, Ben. No, and then he went in and goes, oh, they're all good, you know, I don't really care. I'm going, Ben, this won't do. I mean, what? I said, you're supposed to tell me which one and then I'll play it. He went, oh, could we redo that bit? See if you can spot it. I reckon I've done it really well, so you can't tell. And okay. He'll probably be gutted now that I've given it away. But anyway, nice bloke. Great interview. Great song. What I want to know is, Tony, the name of the band is Ben Cooper Rocking. What's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BenCooperRockin'.
It is. With no G on it, rocking. R-O-C-K-I-N. Ben Cooper Rockin'. That is Tony 4, Paulie B in the Internet 1. And this interview works.
Paulie B, Punky Radio. Now here with Ben Cooper. Ben Cooper Rockin'. I'm over the moon. Big Restless fan. We've got to get the rest of the stuff done first, then we'll come on to the rest. What made you move from the drums up front to play guitar? Was it something you always wanted to do? Because I saw you with Armin, obviously,
yeah.
And always thought you were a great band, but you were the beat, and now you're the front, you're the melody. What made it happen?
Well, I'll try and make it as quick as possible, because I mean, originally I learned guitar so I could write songs for Restless. You know, my place was in the drums, but I wrote songs for Restless, so I had to play something. So I couldn't show Mark just, you know, thin air. I had to sort of like play something and do melodies and stuff. And it kind of went from there, and I didn't really take guitar seriously for a while. And then I kind of, as I developed, I wanted to front my own thing. I mean, originally when I left Restless, I tried sort of different sorts of music, and it occurred to me, especially as I kind of was starting to think about it, that I'd never actually tried doing rockabilly myself as a guitarist and a frontman and a vocalist. So I thought, all right, I'll give it a go. And because the miracle of MySpace, I thought, I'll put some stuff up there, see what people think. I mean, I didn't think they'd remember me and stuff like that, but I put it up there and people were just like, you know, really, really positive about it. And so I thought, because I'd got quite an okay studio at home, so I finished, I kind of had four tracks and I just kind of like built up the album to get 12 tracks. Because I just felt very encouraged by it. I thought I'd do a whole album and I'd get a band together and the rest of it.
How easy was it for you to get someone interested in the music?
What do you mean, record companies or musicians?
Yeah, record companies, basically. Yeah.
Well, I've known Alan Wilson for a long time. I mean, I went to Raucous, but, you know, I've always liked Alan a lot. Alan's a really good communicator. He's a really good real people person. Everyone likes him. He gets on with everybody. And so I thought, well, I'll ask Alan to see what he thinks. I'll ask about Western Star. And we decided Western Star wasn't the right thing. But he was, well, he still is. He's a manager of some labels for Cherry Red Records, which is like the only major indie record company in England that has in the clouds and has got good distribution and can get, you know, gets records to places that other record companies can't reach, you know, indies. And so I thought that'd be really cool. And when I originally said in the stuff, he was just so positive and so complimentary about it. That gave me even more encouragement.
Right.
So, and it's all been good. It's all been really positive. Lots of people said positive things, you know, from people from other bands, from just fans, Restless fans, people who've never heard of Restless, were just saying good things.
And how many gigs have you done as Vancouver Rockin'?
This is our eighth.
This is your eighth? Because the first band I spoke to this evening is at four.
Yeah.
I go, Astia Bats.
Oh, there, yeah.
Do you feel like you're starting again?
In a way, yeah. But I think it's good because I'm kind of getting my own identity together. You know,
right, okay.
I think I'm doing it in a way that isn't like Restless. You know, because I obviously like the comparison, but I don't want to just be just like that.
Have you got a CD out? Are you going to be getting one out? Or is
July 14th.
July 14th?
Yeah.
If there's one track of the album I could play, what would it be?
The Crossroads.
I was playing shows on the road in honky-tonks and bars, trying to make my name. Then I heard of a place where legends say you can make a deal and find its fortune and fame. So I made a plan, guitar in hand, to go to the crossroads so I could make that deal. Then the devil's own on his throne appeared out of nowhere for my soul to steal. Oh, religion of the crossroads says you don't fool with the devil's own. If you chase your dreams of the crossroads, don't sell your soul. Sell your soul. Sell your soul. Sign.
I've had to pay the price. Cause I can't eat and I can't sleep, I got hellhounds on my trail. Tell me, what's worth the sacrifice? Oh, religion of the crossroads, such an old fool with the devil's own. If you chase your dreams at the crossroads, don't sell your soul, sell your soul.
So then, Ben Cooper rocking, that's the crossroads.
And he is.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice stuff. It's a great album that when this track finishes, I'll take out of the thing and give you more information. But do visit his MySpace page. As he said in the interview, basically the band was born out of MySpace. He put some demo tracks up and just loads and loads of people were very, very interested in it very, very quickly, which is great.
That's nice. MySpace wins again.
Yeah. Well,
kind of.
He couldn't have done it on Facebook, mate.
No, well, that's true. Nope.
So, yeah, this is I haven't even got the name of the album here. That's shocking behaviour. But, yeah, do check out Ben Cooper Rockin', myspace.com/ Ben Cooper Rockin'. And there's also a website, coopermania.co.uk. 12-track album, good stuff. This is the Chup Tups. This is keeping up a little bit of psychopathy going on.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, a little bit of information about the Chup Tups next week. I'm
quite pleased
to say. And more interviews next week as well. We have got one more interview to come shortly. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this. As I say, over the 6 days I was at the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar, staying in the Hotel Promenade on a half-board basis, which basically meant, as Hamboy pointed out, that I had nothing to do during the day, but a great time at night. I was half bored. It was nice. True as well. Well done, Hamboy. Good line. I wasn't with people. I didn't want to hang around with them during the day. The ones that I'd kind of latched onto. Because there's nothing worse being oldie and having someone bloody following you around, is there? In the day, you don't mind seeing them at night when you're out. That's fine. But in the day, I didn't want to be psychobilly no mates, basically.
Yeah.
So I kept myself to myself. I wasn't getting up till late afternoon, what with all that drinking and staying up late. So I didn't get much of a tan. It was when I did go on the beach, I was by myself. Couldn't put any sun cream on my back, could I?
Ah.
So, and it was too fucking hot.
Okay.
So rather than look like a right dodge pot.
Nice.
I was a bit of a sun dodger. But the weather was glorious, so it was beautiful. And it's a really lovely place, really nice beach and nice resort. Not a long walk up to the festival venue, which held a couple of thousand people.
Yeah.
Brilliant festival venue as well, really, really good. But yeah, by the last night, I'd been through a lot.
Okay.
And on the Sunday afternoon, I'd gone to what they called the Wrecking by the Pool, the Psychobilly Pool Party in another hotel. And I went up to that hotel and bumped into Hollywood Suicide. This is all going to make sense. Bumped into Hollywood Suicide. Now, the thing that's interesting about them is their bass player was playing bass for Ben Cooper Rockin. I don't know why his bass player couldn't make it, but their bass player, really nice Irish fella. Very, very good bass player. And I'd said to him, from when I first saw him, I went backstage to go and find Ben. And I said, hi, Ben, I don't mind, I'm Paulie B for Punky Radio. And I heard this voice say, are you Paulie B from Punky Radio? And yeah. And it was Hollywood Suicide bass. Hello, mate. How you doing? I said, brilliant. Hollywood Suicide, I'll interview you before the end of the festival.
Right.
And saw him every night. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon when he was with the rest of the band, or three quarters of the band. I saw him at the Wrecking by the Pool. And we sat down and we had a really good chat. And it would have been a brilliant interview if I'd had my recording equipment with me.
Right.
But I didn't. So I said, listen, we'll do the interview tonight at the festival. Come and find me, but you have got to find me before the coffin nails.
Okay.
If you don't find me before the coffin nails, I know I'll be ratted. Now, problem. It's Spain v Germany final.
Yeah.
I've met up with the South End Massive. We go and watch the game early. And I also have a few jars with...
Wine?
Of beer, a few big Stein things of lager with Glenn, one of the South End Massive, who's about my age and a very talented chef.
Oh, cool.
You see? And we were talking about relationships, and basically we'd both had it large for a few days, and we're both doing that, like, the festival's over and I'm dead thing, and there's still a night left. Mm. Anyway, this means that when I finally get up to said Psychobilly meeting for the last night, the last band of Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen, a band I've always wanted to see, I get up there, I'm already buggered. Mm. I'm wandering around, my legs are going. I've hit the Vino Tinto. I've seen the Austrian babies again. Still don't recognise them. Fifth time I've met them. The most beautiful girls. I've mentioned them on the show, haven't I, before that? Yeah. I'm still vaguely going, and you are? I did sort of know them by then. Right, fantastic. They looked after me a bit. And then I went backstage for a bit. And then I came out again and I wandered about and I sat by myself for a bit and I sat with the South End Massive for a bit. Saw some very nice German boys. Had conversation with loads of people I didn't know who I'd apparently met over the festival and become firm friends with. I don't know. And then, before the Coffin Nails came on, Hollywood Suicide came and got me. He said, "They're not on yet, come and interview us now." But they were too close to Coffin Nails start time, and I'm afraid Paulie B had lost it. Now, right. They'd waited all weekend for this interview, and as you know, we both think they're a fabulous band. We've played them on the show quite a bit. We love them.
Yeah.
Is one of their T-shirts in...
Possibly, I think so,
of their T-shirts is one of the ones in the big competition. Yeah. Just love them. Absolutely love them. And we had all this good stuff to do, and... Well, Tony, I'm just going to play you the interview.
Okay.
Right, but I have picked a song to play before the interview comes along. Now, this is the song I'm going to play is the penultimate track on their brilliant album Murder at the Prom. It's called Sunset Boulevard. We haven't played it before, I don't think. What I want to know is, what is Hollywood Suicide's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HollywoodSuicide.
It's an absolute spanking this week.
Hey.
It's Tony Five, Paulie B in Internet One, and this is officially the worst interview I've ever done.
I'm talking to someone else now.
On the Hollywood Suicide, pure game, Benny.
Hollywood Suicide, fuck that.
Yes, it's annoying.
I'm
calm with you.
I'm so sick. Sailing love. We'll be right back.
finished on us rather abruptly, didn't it?
It did a little bit.
Brilliant song, though. Really like it. Sunset Boulevard. Brings back a lot of memories for me. And Hollywood Suicide, I'd like to take this apology, to take this opportunity now, as the host of a genuinely quality podcast who wasn't a genuinely quality interviewer. I will make it up to you, Hollywood Suicide. The next time I see you, we will do a proper interview.
Yeah.
I know. What I was trying to get out is they are working on some new material.
Okay.
And they had told me about it in the afternoon. When they've got that sorted out, I will drive to their house.
Nice.
I'm sure they all live in the same house. All rock stars do.
Yeah.
And I will interview them properly, and they will have a proper interview with me that they can be proud of. Beg pardon. That's not really a good way to guarantee it, is it?
Let's face
it.
Really.
Now, it's what was I going to say? This weekend. Where am I this weekend? I'm doing two gigs this weekend. That's all. Both on Saturday. I am doing something funny this weekend. I'm doing a gig in Glossop and a gig in Huddersfield on Saturday. I've got no more information than that.
Okay.
Right now. But Sunday afternoon, I'm on BBC Radio Manchester again.
Are you?
2 till 4. I'm on the Andy Crane show.
No.
Yeah.
Andy Crane. What did he do? Was he the Boom Cupboard? Was he in the Broom Cupboard?
He was in the Broom Cupboard, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Me and the Crane Meister. That's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the Andy Crane show this Sunday. That should be quite funny. Guess how much money I'm getting for it?
None.
Exactly. I'm getting naught pence. When I heard the chance to go be on Andy Crane show, how could I possibly turn them down?
Brilliant.
I go, mate. Who did he have? He didn't have Gordon the Gopher, did he?
Just to say, was Ed the Duck? Oh, no, Andy Peters, wasn't it?
Andy Peters.
Was Gordon the Gopher? Oh, no, that was Peter.
Gordon the Gopher was Schofield. Yeah.
I bet they were playing Ed the Duck.
Ed the Duck, was it? So what?
Ed the Duck carry over from Andy Peters to Andy Crane.
Oh, possibly. Did Andy Crane keep Ed the Duck?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think they made the mistake with Gordon the Gopher because Philip Schofield owned him. But then they created... Yeah, he owned his ass.
Schofield. That's good, isn't he?
He's a clever boy.
He is good.
That's why he went grey early, but, you know.
So did Leland McAdams in Twin Peaks.
Did he?
And so have I. I wonder if we're all murderers. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
I'll poog.
But you can't hear. You're listening to Punky Radio.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.